33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. In a much-anticipated ruling, a panel of three federal judges in San Antonio yesterday invalidated two of the state's 36 congressional districts. The districts held by Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett and Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold will need to be redrawn, the court said, either by state lawmakers or by a federal court. After a six-year battle over how Texas lawmakers drew up political maps, a 107-page decision declaring that Districts 27 and 35 violate the U.S. Constitution and the Voting Rights Act because, the judges wrote, Texas lawmakers use race as the predominant factor in drawing up those lines. Now, this still leaves unanswered a separate challenge to state House districts, but with elections, what, just over a year away? Well, this sets off a different sort of race, a race to get things fixed. And perhaps bigger reverberations could be felt statewide. Michael Lee is a Texas native, and today he's senior counsel for the Brennan Center's Democracy Program at New York University School of Law. Mr. Lee, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
How do you read the ruling from the judge yesterday?
Well, the biggest thing out of the ruling probably is that the state was found for the sixth time in a redistricting case this decade to have intentionally discriminated against African Americans and Latinos, and that's a very significant finding. They could put Texas back under federal supervision.
Now, it appears that what the court's saying is that at the very least, Congressman Doggett's district, District 35, and Congressman Farenthold's district, number 27, violate the U.S. Constitution and the Voting Rights Act, right? So those are going to have to be recast. But it seems to me if you're going to do that, you're going to start affecting other districts, right?
That's right, especially in central Texas, you know, the Doggett District. It runs from Austin to San Antonio, and basically you have to put the Austin people and the San Antonio people in different districts. And, you know, that will have collateral effects because, you know, there are only a certain number of ways that you can go. And the districts in Bexar County, for example, will be impacted. And likewise, in Travis County, there's going to be a big fight about how to reallocate that a fairly significant chunk of several hundred thousand people.
The state of Texas did score a victory. Certainly, that was the way that it was being read by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. When it came to Congressional District 23, which is currently held by Republican Will Hurd of Helotes, the judges there said that could be left intact. What made that portion of the districting plan okay, whereas these other two districts didn't pass muster?
So the configuration of the 27th, which is the Farenthold district, and the 35th, which is Lloyd Doggett's district, are unchanged between the 2011 plan and the second plan that the state adopted in 2013. The 23rd did change. So the interim plan that the court adopted in 2012 for the elections then became the 2013 plan. And so the court said, you know, those changes that we ordered in 2012 and that you adopted on a permanent basis in 2013, those were enough and no further changes need to be made.
There have been six previous rulings, as I understand it, pointing to intentional discrimination since 2011 when it comes to Texas's congressional maps. This coming at a time, by the way, when the state's demographics are changing at a record pace. What are these rulings taken together say about the state of Texas politics?
Well, I think it says something very important. You know, there always has been redistricting gamesmanship. I mean, when Democrats were in power and when Republicans are in power, that's just a feature of when lawmakers draw maps that inevitably you have politics in there. Mm-hmm. But this decade, Texas seems to have gone sort of off the deep end. You know, it's been redistricting gamesmanship on steroids and really at the expense of communities of color, because, you know, if you're going to target Democrats in a state where a large percentage of Democrats are black and brown people, you have to target black and brown people. And they were really the drivers of Texas's remarkable growth. Texas was the fastest growing state. Yet when it came time to draw the congressional maps, Texas didn't draw any new districts for African-Americans or Latinos.
But in the past, states, and not just Texas, but across the nation, have defended gerrymandering, indeed rather extreme versions of gerrymandering, by arguing that it's about partisanship, not race. And yes, of course, there are racial dimensions to party politics, as we all know, but that essentially these are political questions, not questions that implicate equal protection.
Yeah, I mean, there always has been, you know, the argument that it's politics and not race is something that you've seen really pop up with robustness this decade, not only in Texas, but also in states like North Carolina. And that's in part fueled by the fact that white voters in Texas, like much of the South now, largely vote Republican. And so It's hard, increasingly hard to tell whether it's race or politics. But, you know, I think the key thing to remember is the way that you sort of achieve an advantage for Republicans in the South is you have to almost certainly target African-Americans and Latinos in a way that you didn't have to in the past. Like, you know, in Texas, when Democrats gerrymander, they would oftentimes pack or crack white Republicans, and likewise redistricting, you know, in 2003, Republicans targeted white Democrats, right? But you know, now with the state being much more polarized in terms of party support, you really have to go after minorities, and that makes this round of redistricting much more pernicious in that sense.
Michael Lee is senior counsel for the Brennan Center's Democracy Project at New York University School of Law. Professor Lee, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to speak with the Texas Standard.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.